Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brandon Strack, he founded the Walk Away campaign, the Walk Away movement, hashtag Walk Away. I have Brandon in the studio. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good.
Really interesting stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So let me first ask you this. What are you walking away from, precisely?
So for me, you know, as I was kind of alluding to in that clip you were playing, I always voted Democrat my entire life. And for me, it was sort of what I call a defensive vote because I'm a gay man. And the LGBT community is typically voting Democrat in these large blocks, as are, is the Black community, the Hispanic community, most minority communities. I bought into the liberal media narrative that Republicans are all racist, bigots, homophobes. Donald Trump is the leader of the gang. And for me, my eyes were open to how marginalized classes of people, that's in quotation marks, in this country are being manipulated by the liberal media. So to answer your question, I am walking away from the Democratic Party, but largely I'm walking away from the liberal media. I'm walking away from liberal ideology. I'm walking away from the manipulation of minority classes.
Now, to make a distinction, you're not walking toward the Republican plantation while walking away.
Well, I did. Actually, I'm now a registered Republican, and I'm now a big-time Trump supporter. However, one thing I want to make very clear to anybody listening, when I started this campaign, it was really it was a campaign to open people's eyes and get people thinking critically and thinking for themselves. So we never tell people that they need to walk away and become a Republican or become a Trump supporter. And as a matter of fact, this movement, as it's grown and grown, and it's quite large at this point, we have people in the Walk Away campaign who do not support President Trump, and that's fine. We have people in the Walk Away campaign who say, okay, I'm out of here. I can't stick with the Democrats anymore, but I will not become a Republican.
What about people who want to walk away from Trump?
Well, they've got to start their own campaign.
Why?
Because I'm walking away. I love Trump. I mean, I'm not going to start a campaign for people who are walking away from Trump.
But you just said individuals who do not support Trump can be part of your walk away movement.
Right.
So why would somebody who's walking away from Trump not be part of your walk away movement?
Well, I would need to understand the reasons why. I mean,
they're walking away from the things that you said. They're walking away from manipulation. You don't think conservatives manipulate media as well?
I think that every media source has a certain bias or a certain slant.
Correct. What if they want to walk away from that on the other side? You don't have room for them?
But there's a difference between bias and blatantly manipulating a narrative to try to cause division. And that's what's going on in this country. I think that the Democrats and the liberal media are playing by the dirtiest possible rules in the game, which is to invoke racism where it does not belong, to invoke homophobia where it doesn't belong. And the Republicans do not do that.
Well, let's talk about that. Fox News does not invoke racism where it does not belong.
Fox News does not accuse Democrats of everything that they do or say is based off of the fact that they hate Black people, that they're white supremacists, that...
Okay, let me opine on that, because I haven't heard CNN or MSNBC journalists or anchors do that either. Now, I have heard on Fox News with the opinion commentators such as Hannity and Tucker, and I've been on their shows plenty of times. I do hear them promote a false narrative about those on the other side. Here's the truth of the matter, Brandon, and you know this. There are good people on the left. There are good people on the right.
You sound just like Trump. Good people on both sides.
No, hold on. Wait a minute. The hell you say? I sound like Trump. Well, Trump was referring. Context matters here, Brandon.
Yes, it
Trump
does.
Trump was referring to white supremacists.
No, he was not.
Which I don't believe. I don't believe.
See, you're buying into the you're drinking
the
Kool-Aid.
Let's go there.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Trump was referring to, based on the question that was asked to him, and Jamie, go ahead and bring the question up for us. When Trump was asked about the white supremacist at the rally, that's your subject. Follow me in linear thought.
The subject,
based on the question from the reporter, was about the white supremacist yelling, "Jews will not replace us."
Mm-hmm.
That's your premise, meaning that's your subject. Trump answered that there were good people on both sides. That is not a left and right question, which means his answer was not a left or right response. He was responding to a specific question about white supremacists at a rally. How do you get away from that? That's the actual question, and we're going to bring it up.
Because that's not actually what happened. His answer.
But that's the question.
I understand that, but you're saying that context matters.
Yes.
So first of all, you've isolated this moment out of context and put your own narrative behind it.
How?
Because he very clearly says in the same answer that he denounces the white supremacists. He's denounced white supremacists 1,000 times.
Brandon, so how could you're you both deflecting. You're
no,
deflecting
I'm not.
From. Hold on, Brandon. You're deflecting from the fact that he answered a question in reference to white supremacists
right.
as good people
no,
on both
but that's,
sides.
No. See, that little tiny piece matters
okay.
because he was not talking about white supremacists. What he was talking about
why
were the
did he
people
say
that,
that?
Were...
Why did he say that then? He needs to provide context for a guy who
that
you,
I'll give you
support.
That we can agree on.
Okay, he should have provided context. Now,
yes,
now let's go to another comment. All right, so we
come
can agree.
On. Because come here, on.
No, here's why. Here's why. Here's why, Brandon.
That's cheap.
How was that cheap?
Because you didn't give me a chance to answer.
Go ahead and respond.
And this is important.
It's a ridiculous-ass answer after you agree that he should have provided context him damn self.
Now I'm having my Candace Owens moment. Now you got to let me answer the question before you jump down my throat. So the
All right, so hold on, Brandon.
Yes.
I can do exactly what I want to do on my show. I don't have to do a damn thing but stay black and die. Please understand that. On my program, you don't tell me what I need to do. I have to do.
I didn't tell you what you had to
okay.
do. What
Continue,
I'm saying
sir.
Is that you didn't give me a chance to answer. That's all I'm saying. So the context of the question that he was asked was about the incident in Charlottesville. And what he was saying was that in addition to white supremacists, whom he denounced and said were not good people, there were people there who were there to protest the tearing down of monuments and history. Those were who he was referring to as the good people mixed in with the bad people who were the white supremacists.
All right, got you. Okay, that's
Thank
your
you.
Response, and that's cool. Now, let's go to the statement he made about the four congresswomen of color.
When yes.
he said they need to go back to their own country. Do you
sure.
agree that they are Americans?
Well, Ilhan Omar is a Syrian refugee.
She's an American. That's why
now,
she can be a U.S. congressperson.
Yeah, but she okay, did come from another country.
And she's an American. Did you not come from another country?
No, I was born in America.
Where's your family from?
We think we're from Germany, but we
okay.
have a really messed up last name. So
okay, so that know. Means that your family migrated from another country?
Yes, legally, yes.
Okay, so did hers. So did she
yeah,
migrated
agreed.
Legally
I was just,
as well.
I was just adding
okay.
that caveat.
But that makes her an American. See, America, Brandon, is not really a geography as much as it is an idea.
But he never said she wasn't American.
The idea, well, he did, he insinuated that
Mm-mm.
she's not an American and that none of them are true Americans because he says, go back to your own countries.
He said, if you don't like America, which is the country that she came to, then she should go
no,
back.
He
and
said
that's
to
true
all,
for anybody.
To all four of them. Okay, mm-hmm. let's talk about that.
Yeah.
He said to all four of them, go back to your own countries.
Yeah.
Three of them were born in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Only one of them migrated here.
Right.
So for the three that were born in America, are they more American than the one who migrated to America and has now become an American citizen?
No, if you're an American citizen, you're just as American as anybody else.
So why is it that President Trump, being in political disagreement with white people, never told a white citizen to go back to the country of their origin?
Okay, but here's the thing. You're fixated on race. And if you were being really...
I'm asking you a direct question,
and I'm going to answer it directly.
Okay.
I'm going to answer it directly.
Yeah, because let me tell you why that offends me, because I'm a person of color. That offends me, man. Personally, that offends me.
I know. But I think that's how you're mentally conditioned to think. I think you're mentally conditioned to be offended by just about everything.
Okay, wait a minute.
Because of the color
of
your skin.
Cut the music. I'm conditioned to be offended by just about everything because I'm black.
I've been listening to you talk.
Do you realize how insane that is?
No, I don't think it's insane at all. I think
so
it's absolutely true.
So you think all of your black friends have been mentally conditioned?
No. No, not all of them. I think that there's a sect of black people who have been conditioned to believe that everything that happens in the world is somehow a slam on them because of the color of their skin, that it's based on unfair treatment.
How long have you known me?
5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20
five
minutes.
Five or 10 minutes. And in those 5 or 10 minutes, based on the show that I'm doing.
Yes.
Okay. In the context of a radio program, you have summarized in your 5 or 10 minute discovery of my person. that I have been mentally conditioned to be offended by everything. And you don't even know who I am.
That's true, but I've sat here and...
Your privilege is glowing right now.
The fact that you use that word...
Just think about what you've done.
Yeah.
You've come in, I've invited you on my show.
Sure.
You have known me for 5 or 10 freaking minutes.
Yes.
And you have summarized my character.
No, I haven't.
You just said
offended.
I'm mentally indoctrinated.
Not the entirety of your character, but what I'm saying is that since I've sat here and listened to you speak to your previous guests, nearly every question out of your mouth was this racist? Was this racist? Is this basic
because
racism?
Because that's the topic. Racism? That's been the topic for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yes. Now
that's why. But we also talk about the environment, education, social justice, criminal justice reform, helping poor people, helping folks in the Bahamas,
and that's great.
Helping Puerto Ricans, making sure that
that's great.
Individuals have scholarships. I raise money also for the Cop Benevolency Fund twice a year. Sir, wait a minute.
To answer the question that you asked me, though, that started this whole thing.
No, sir.
If I may.
No, you may not while I'm talking.
Okay.
No.
But
all right?
I'm your guest.
Hey, man, cut his damn mic.
I'm your guest.
No. Now you are a hostile. Because
now I am a hostage.
Yeah, you're a hostile.
Hostage.
And let me tell you why you're a hostile. Because of your judgment of me. Just as you tell.
You just called me privileged, which is a judgment, by the way.
No, what
based
I said.
Based off the color of my skin.
What I said. No, based on your commentary.
No, based off the
based
color
on
of
your,
my skin.
Based on what you said about me, not knowing who I am.
Listen,
not even knowing who I am.
I really do want to have a conversation. Is my mic cut? Or there's
yeah, no,
no point
I, we cut you back on. Okay. All right, let me do this.
I would like to answer your question.
Calm down for a second. I'm going to calm down because you really offended me, man, on the
real.
Well,
I don't want to offend you. That's not my goal. Like to finish my answer so that you can understand
why. That's fine. You finish on the other side. But damn it, Brandon, you will respect my platform and you will respect me.
Well, respect is mutual.
And if you don't do it, you can get the hell up out of my studio. And I mean that
100. If you want me to leave, I'll leave. But I would rather stay.
But I'm telling you, your summary judgment of who I am and your opinion is flawed. And inappropriate.
That's
given
a two-way street. That's
given
two-way
who
street.
You think
vice
you're
versa.
Supposed to be.
Vice versa. Right back at you.
You got anything else?
Oh, I thought we were on a commercial break.
No, we're not on the commercial break. I'm still talking.
Oh, can I answer your question then?
You can answer on the other side.
Doesn't that mean?
Yeah. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I still got Brandon Strack in the studio. Strack in the studio.
Yeah.
And he is founder of the Walkaway Campaign, which basically he's walking away from extreme liberalism. And Brandon, I got to tell you, man, I get criticized from the left and right on my program.
Okay.
And you've heard me be critical even of President Barack Obama. I've been critical of Bill Clinton. I get it from both sides because I never walk toward the liberal agenda. I've said many times on this show, the liberal agenda is not the black agenda. There are real differences. I do consider myself a progressive because I believe in progress. If you're talking about this contextualized in a political context or political party context, let's look at political parties.
Okay.
Right? There's a Republican Party and a Democratic Party. I disagree with the two-party model.
You do? Okay.
I think we should have way more selection than that.
Yeah.
Okay? But under Democratic presidents, these are some stats, right? Black families' incomes grew on average of about $900 per year. They fail by $627 per year under Republican regimes. The black unemployment rate has fallen a net 8% across 26 years of Democratic leadership, but it went up almost 14 points of 28 years of Republican presidencies. Black poverty declined by 23.6 percentage points under Democrats in office, but grew 3 points when Republicans were in office. Now, this is published research data that you can find at scholars.org, which is a place where research scientists publish major research articles, publications, etc. That's just in the party context. You're not saying that one party has all the answers and the other one has none. That's right. Not your premise, correct?
Correct.
Explain that.
So the reason why I find myself in the Republican Party today is not because I think the Republican Party is perfect and not because I think necessarily that they're like absolutely incredible. It's because I actually truly believe that America is at a crossroads right now. I think the Democrats, which I used to have a great allegiance to be clear, have gone completely off the rails. And it's like a left or right choice in the most extreme possible terms.
It's become tribal. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for me, I'm choosing a tribe right now that sorry to use the phrase, I hope I'm not going to trigger anyone, but it is putting America first. You know, because right now the Democrats, it's let's open the borders. Let's not.
Let's be fair. Not all of the Democrats running for president are saying that. And I think
who's not?
I think Castro's position is extreme because he's saying, let's give them a civil penalty. You have the position of Joe Biden, which he's saying clearly, hey, they don't need to come here illegally. And if they do, that's criminal. He said that during the debate. And remember, he's polling at number one, Brandon. So when you talk about these far out Democratic progressive liberal agendas being promoted by individuals who are polling at number who are polling at 1% or 2%, they obviously don't represent the overwhelming ideology of the Democratic voter.
I'm not so sure. Tulsi Gabbard was probably the most moderate of anybody, and they burned her at the stake and ran her out of town. So
Tulsi was not alluring enough politically. And when you look at electoral politics, you got 25 people running in the Democratic primary. She's a moderate. You already have a moderate. His name is Joe Biden, and he has way more name recognition and relationship status. He simply owns that market. The only reason why he's polling at number one is because the two other marketeers in the progressive movement are splitting the progressive vote, and that's Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
She wasn't appealing enough, but Andrew Yang is, and Amy Klobuchar is.
Andrew Yang is polling at 3%. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that my point is
none of these people you're talking about who you say represent liberal ideology in the Democratic Party and are moving the Democratic Party too far to the left, none of them are polling in double digits. Not one of them. Not one.
Right. Okay. But the point is that nearly every candidate on that stage the other night at the Democratic debate, it wasn't even a Democratic debate. It was a white supremacy debate. The entire debate was about white supremacy.
It was. It definitely had a lot of social... whatever. I wanted to get into substantive stuff, right? So I get you on that. I felt that there was a missed opportunity to talk about real economic policy, et cetera. So I'm with you on that. But that doesn't mean they don't have some answers, right?
I have yet to hear them.
What about this one? You agree that higher education can be a great equalizer?
Sure.
Okay. Making higher education more affordable is a good thing.
Possibly.
Okay. Republicans say no. Democrats typically say yes. But you think possibly that's a good idea. If it's even possibly a good idea to you, right? Just possibly a good idea.
Yes.
Why is it not even talked about amongst the ranks of Republicans?
Well, and that kind of comes back to my answer, because I feel like the Democrats have become so extreme that Republicans, to a fault, are not even willing to give them an inch at this point.
But that's all political, right?
I think that if the feeling is if you give an inch, they're going to take a mile.
People are suffering because of politics.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, it's the same thing with the gun control debate. I think I've said, and I'll say it again right here on the show, I think that conservatives have a very weak position on gun violence in this country. And the reason why is because they're not willing to give an inch, because they know if they give an inch, the Democrats are going to run. They're going to take all the guns. Let's confiscate. Let's do the buyback. Let's do whatever.
No, that's
so you can't
rhetoric,
give an inch at all.
That's the rhetoric they use. Now, you're smarter than that.
I believe that.
Under what Democratic president has that happened?
Has what happened?
They took all the guns away.
It hasn't happened.
Exactly.
And Republicans would like to keep it that way.
If you really believe that a Democratic president is going to simply say, give me all of your guns now, and that will become a reality in this country, you're naive to the political protocol. There is no president, Democrat or Republican, who could do that to our democracy. And I'm a guns guy. I don't even participate in local buybacks. I've been asked by the sheriff of this county, by the prosecutor of this county, to participate in gun buyback programs. I don't disarm people. You know why? Because it's constitutional, which means it's extra legal for you to have a firearm.
So if it can't be done, why are we even talking about it? Why was it a question at the Democratic debate? Why did Beto O'Rourke say he would support that?
Okay, so let's go back to what Beto actually said.
Let's do it.
Beto said, and the quote was, and let me bring the quote up directly, because I think it's important to quote people accurately.
Well, that's a start for the Democrats, for liberals, quoting people accurately.
I'm none of those. So I'm Rashad Richard. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a liberal. And I stopped being a Democrat the day they stopped signing my check.
I wish that luxury was afforded to President Trump, taking comments into context.
Now, let's go ahead and read. Now, you should have afforded that same exact opportunity for Beto. You said on my show just now that one of the candidates, you're talking about Beto O'Rourke, said he's going to take your guns away. Here's what he said, and I quote, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and your AR-47, specifically those types of weapons, those two." That's what he said, right? He never said he's taking away all guns, period. And he provided context to what they were in their actual statement. However, the way you restate his statement is that he's taking away all guns. Let's go back to the stats. 70% of Americans believe there should be a weapons ban on assault weapons. 70% of Americans believe that.
There is.
52% of Republicans believe that there should be a ban on assault weapons. 90% of Americans believe that we should have universal background checks for all gun purchases, including those held at private gun shows. The question is, why in the hell have the Republicans not done a damn thing when the public sentiment is actually on their side to do so?
Right. Well, first of all, it's already illegal to buy an assault weapon in the United States, which the AK-47 is not something that people can legally buy. The AR-14 is not an assault rifle, which is a disingenuous argument of the Democrats because it's a scary looking gun, but it's no different than any other rifle.
The caliber, and they are misinformed to a degree, because the caliber, there are weapons of higher caliber that are completely legal to buy.
But this is why Republicans don't want to give an inch, because you start banning scary looking guns.
But you got to specify that. That's why Republicans should at least give some intellectual debate to the fact that something needs to be done. Because I do believe Republicans, by and large, know a lot more about ammunition and gun use than a typical Democrat.
Right.
That's why they need to be at the damn table.
Here's what bothers me a lot. I don't understand why Republicans aren't making it more of a point to fund research or do something to address causation. And I say this all the time. Listen, let's say that all guns were confiscated. Let's just say it's not going to change the fact that we clearly have a problem in this country with psychotic individuals who have a desire to go into schools and kill people. That's not going to go away if you take guns away. They're going to start running over people with cars. They're going to start knifing people. So we need to understand, why do we have this problem with psychosis in this country that wasn't really so prevalent in the 40s and the 50s? And we started to see it in the 60s, and it has increased. Republicans should put some focus there at the very least.
Where are you going to be tonight?
Well, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so we're in town in Atlanta to do the Walk Away Black Americans Town Hall. This is going to start at 6 o'clock at Phipps Plaza. 35-minute screening of our Walk Away documentary film, The Great Awakening, Breaking the Chains of the Democratic Party, which is a movie that we created using 20 testimonials, video testimonials, of black Americans who are walking away from the Democratic Party. And afterwards, we're having a panel discussion. I want to make really clear to people, this is a town hall. If you disagree with what we're saying, show up, you get to talk, you get to have the microphone, you get to argue, you get to debate. We want to hear from you. So come to this event tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, and you can go to walkawaycampaign.com, click events, and register for free tickets. This is a free event. We want to see there, and you can't get in unless you've registered. So you've got to go to walkawaycampaign.com and register for the event.
All right, walkawaycampaign.com/events. walkawaycampaign.com/events. September 17th, which is tomorrow, it begins at 6 p.m. You have some lovely people who are part of this, Janelle Jones, Kelvin King, and many others. Now,
I wish you were going to be there.
Didn't invite me.
I just met you, and this is the biggest regret of my life already, that you're not going to be on this panel.
You need me on that damn panel.
Show up tomorrow. You're on the panel. We'll pull up an extra chair.
You guys start at 6 sharp or 6-ish.
The film. So
I have to do the 6 o'clock news,
yeah,
man.
Right. No, understood. So we'll do like some brief opening comments, and then it's a 35-minute short film screening. The panel, I would guess, is probably going to begin right around 7 o'clock. If you can roll in around 7, you're on, or even a little later, you're on that panel.
Man, I'm going to try to make it, man.
Please do.
To give you guys some education.
You bring some energy. I like that.
Yeah. You're a smart guy.
Thank you.
You're a smart guy. And
so
I really,
are you.
I thank you. And I appreciate the fact that you're independent in your thinking.
Yes.
I do disagree with some of your assertions, but generally, it's a good idea to walk away from both parties and look at people as individuals.
Okay.
And it's generally a good idea. to understand your value and self-worth, regardless of the system's approach, mm-hmm. if it's adversarial or even promotional of who you are. Those are good things.
Yes.
We disagree on some of the finer points, mm-hmm. but we agree on the major ones.
Right.
All right? I appreciate you standing up, man, and going round for round with
me. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right? You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.